Prepare for IELTS. The IELTS Preparation Course. Copyright 1999. Unit 2. The Listening Test. Activity 1. About the Listening Test. Listen to this conversation about the IELTS Listening Test.
Excuse me, you are teaching people how to sit for the IELTS listening test, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Can I ask you some questions about the test? I have to take it in 2 months' time.
Sure, I'd be glad to help.
First, I'd like to ask you about the length of the test.
Okay. The test is usually about 30 minutes long. That's fairly standard, and it contains around 40 questions.
40 questions. Is that all one continuous conversation?
No, it's divided into 4 sections.
Are all the sections on the same topic?
Each section is on a different topic and has different voices, and what you hear in each section could be in several parts of, I suppose, about a minute or two. Or it might be all the one thing, say a conversation that goes for 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay, and what about time in between each section?
Well, between each section, first of all, you'll have the instructions, which are all given on tape. And then usually you'll be given, well, always you'll be given 30 seconds or so to read over the questions. Then you'll hear the tape and answer the questions as you hear it. You only get it once, so you have to listen very carefully. That's very important.
Oh, only once?
Yeah, only once. And then at the end of each section, they'll give you 30 seconds to check over your answers. And again, at the end of the entire test, they'll give you some time to look back over the answers for the test.
Right. What about the content of the test? What am I going to hear?
Well, again, it varies, but it tends to be taken from 2 general areas. In the earlier sections, the first 2, it's usually from survival kind of situations. I mean, the type of experiences students would have when they arrive in a foreign country, like getting ready to start your course.
Or checking in at a hotel or a dorm.
Yeah, that's right. Things like that. Asking directions, arranging to meet people, that kind of thing. And then, in the later part of the test, which is generally more difficult, the passages are usually taken from some academic kind of situation. So it could be somebody, part of a lecture, for example, or it could be somebody introducing library facilities, or explaining how to get a student card, that kind of thing.
Okay, and what about the accents? Do they have British accents?
No, there could be British accents on it. Or there could be Australian, or American, or say Canadian. You could have quite a range of accents, although they wouldn't be too strong, but you have to be ready for that. And there'll be male and female voices on the tape. It could be also a monologue if someone's giving a lecture, for example.
What's a monologue?
A monologue means just one person will be talking.
Right.
But it could also be a dialogue. A couple of people discussing what they're going to do that evening or something like that. Usually the first section is a dialogue. You know, a conversation between 2 people. And then you'll usually hear another conversation in section 3.
Okay. Well, the last thing I'd like to ask is about the type of questions you get.
Okay. Here, they've really tried to make a variety of different types of questions to test people. So there might be some questions which have a graphic format. There could be pictures to choose from. There might be a chart where you have to fill in information, or a table. You'll probably have some multiple choice in there somewhere. You'll almost certainly at some point have to write in some answers which could be single words, or a closed test, for example, where you have to fill in the gaps of a test, or it might be filling in a few words. You might have to fill in a form, for example, putting down addresses or times or dates or information like that. Or you might have to write down short answers to questions, but you never have to write more than three words.
Do you always write down exactly what you hear on the tape?
Not necessarily. A lot of the pieces are organised so that you can't copy down exactly what you hear word for word. They're trying to check the candidate's understanding of meaning, so you have to listen carefully for the meaning. But when you're filling in a closed test, a gap fill, for example, you might have to use other words which still convey the meaning of what you heard.
Where do you write the answers? Can I write on the exam paper?
Yes, you can. You have to write your answers on the paper, and then at the end of the test, you have to transfer your answers to the answer sheet. You get time to do this, and the instructions are always clear. But you've got to be careful when you're doing it so you don't get the questions mixed up.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I feel more confident now about the listening part of the test.
I'm sure you'll do well. Good luck.
Thank you very much.